Amen. I got some good information for you today. This is information that brings transformation. So we're believing God that each and every one of us will glean from the Word of God and gain great revelation. And don't let this be too simple for you. Perhaps you've heard these truths before. The seed's been planted. But how many of you know every seed that is planted needs to be watered? Yes. Amen? And of course, Apollos was a teacher in the Word of God. And the Bible says that Apollos watered. What does that mean? He watered the seeds that had already been planted. The Apostle Paul planted great seeds. Amen? The sower soweth the Word. Then Apollos came along and taught the Word of God. And as a result of the Word of God being planted and the Word of God being taught and being watered, God then is able to give the increase. Amen. And increase is God's will for your life. Yes. And it's not just in the financial area, but God wants to increase our strength. Yes. He wants to increase our knowledge in Him. Amen? Amen? So it is the plan of God for you and your loved ones to experience increase. Amen. He's not the God of decrease. He is the God of increase. Amen. Everyone say increase two times. Increase. Increase. I've got some good information for you. Turn in your Bibles, if you would, to Galatians, the fourth chapter. Galatians chapter 4. Praise the Lord. And we're going to look at chapter 4, verses 4 through 7. Notice with me, it says, but when the fullness of time was come, God sent forth His Son, made of a woman, made under the law. Amen? That we might receive the adoption of sons. And because you are sons, God has sent forth His Spirit of His Son into your hearts, crying, Abba, Father. Wherefore, thou art no more a servant, but a son. And if a son, than an heir of God through Christ. Heirs of God and joint heirs with Jesus. Being an heir of God has to do with being in the family of God. It has to do with your identity. It has to do with your relationship. We'll talk about that a little bit more. And then we'll look at what being a joint heir means and all of the things that belong to us as our inheritors of these wonderful truths. In the Message translation in verse 7, it says, if you are a child, you are also an heir with complete access to the inheritance. Oh, glory to God. The word heir means one who receives an inheritance by right of birth. So as children of God, we don't earn inheritance, we receive it. We take it, amen? Because it's about our relationship. Gloria Copeland says this, she says, you were born into the royal family that owns and operates the universe. She said, we became an heir to a fortune when we gave our life to Jesus. All that belongs to the Father became ours when we were born again. We are heirs of God, children of the King, with the right to partake of our full inheritance. Glory to God. Ephesians chapter 1, verse 11, and the NLT says it this way, because we are united with Christ, we have received an inheritance from God. And the Apostle Paul was really diligent about praying. I believe there's just something about praying that positions us to receive even greater revelation and greater understanding about our inheritance. One of the things that Paul prayed about in Ephesians 1:18, and of course this is in the NLT, it says, I want you to realize what a rich and glorious inheritance He has given to His people. Now imagine if your parents were multi-millionaires. You would be very foolish never to read their will after they died. You would never benefit as their child from what belongs to you. God wants you to know what's available to you. But we are required to read the will. So welcome this morning to the reading of the will. Amen. God's will is His word. And the word of God is the title deed of your inheritance. When you read the word, when you meditate on the word, when you confess the word of God, you are accessing your inheritance by faith. And this inheritance is immeasurable, it is limitless, and it is surpassing. Amen? It really includes everything you would ever need. I think Peter says it this way, that he has given us all things through the precious promises of God that pertain to life and godliness. Everything you will ever need is in your inheritance. So we do not want to suffer for a lack of knowledge. We want to open the will, and we want to read the will, and we want to say what the will says, and we want to act on the will of God so that we can be blessed in every area of our lives. Amen. Hallelujah. This is good information. This is life-changing information. It'll change your life as you set your mind on these precious truths. Look at Colossians chapter 1, and I want to read verses 12 through 14. Colossians chapter 1, verses 12 through 13 in the King James Version. It says, giving thanks unto the Father, which has made us meet, and we'll discuss what meet means. He made us meet to be partakers of the inheritance of the saints in light. Read the rest verse with me. Who has delivered us from the power of darkness and has translated us into the kingdom of His dear Son. So He has made us meet. That word meet in the Greek means He has enabled us. He's qualified us. He's made us able. And I love this definition. He has pre-approved you, made you fit and authorized you, pre-qualified you, if you will, for your inheritance. Amen. Glory to God. Save me. I've been pre-qualified. I have been pre-approved for this glorious inheritance. The Amplified Version says in verse 12, it says, who has qualified us and made us fit to share the portion which is the inheritance of the saints. Say this real strong with me. I am able. I am equipped. I am qualified to partake of my inheritance. Many of you came Thursday to the table. Did you not partake? I won't ask for a show of hands, but how many of you went back for a third helping? And the next day it was number 5 and then number 6. Well, God wants you to partake. And He doesn't want you to feel guilty about it. None of us deserve it. But He's made you fit. He's pre-qualified you. It's because of your faith in the blood of Jesus that qualifies you to come to the table and eat. Amen. Now look it over at Romans chapter 8, verse 16 and 17. Romans, the 8th chapter, verse 16 and 17. It says, the Spirit Himself beareth witness with our spirit that we are the children of God. And if children, then heirs of God. But notice with me, and joint heirs with Christ. If so be that we suffer with Him, that we may be also glorified together. The Amplified in verse 17 says, if we are His children, then we are heirs also, heirs of God, and fellow heirs with Christ, sharing His inheritance with Him. Now, as I said just a little while ago, as heirs of God, it means we have a father. We are in a family. We have a legal covenant position. We have a birthright through the new birth. This speaks of your identity. This is about who you are to the Father. Someone said many years ago, I became heir to a fortune when I gave my life to Jesus. The person said, I received an inheritance so vast, it will take me all of eternity to fully comprehend it. Glory to God. How many of you are ready to comprehend your inheritance? Whoo, glory to God. So say with me, I'm an heir of God. And I'm also a joint heir with Jesus. Now, joint heir in the Greek simply means one who is in union together with an inheritor. A joint heir means a co-owner. It means a co-participant. As joint heirs with Jesus, we have an equal share with Him. We have shared access with the Master. We have the same inheritance He does. It does not mean by any stretch of the imagination that we share a portion. It means we share the whole with Christ. And this speaks to us of our position. Amen. Join heirs with Jesus because you've been raised up together and made to sit together with Him in heavenly places is your position. Amen? So you receive what He receives because you're in Him. Amen. Everything that the Father gave to Jesus, He gives to us. And our inheritance really has two parts. Our inheritance is for now, but it's also for later. There's two parts to this inheritance. And the first part is for right now. We don't have to wait till we all get to heaven to sing and shout the victory. We've already been raised up together with Him in heavenly places so that we can sing and shout and dance about the victory right now. Amen. You know, that old song, when we all get to heaven, we'll sing and shout the victory. Well, certainly we're going to sing. Certainly we're going to shout the victory in heaven. But don't wait till you get to heaven to start rejoicing. It is the will of God for you and I to rejoice here and now on this side of heaven. Rejoicing will empower you. Rejoicing will strengthen you. The Bible talks about rejoice evermore. Amen. So we can rejoice in the now part. This inheritance has a lot to do with our life right today. Our inheritance for now includes righteousness. It includes right standing with God. What does that mean? That means through the blood of Jesus, you and I have been made right in His sight. You know, a lot of people don't see themselves as right in His sight.
No.
Because they're looking at themselves through the eyes of the flesh.
That's right.
They're looking at themselves through the flesh. But God never looks at us through the flesh.
No,
he looks at us through the lens and through the eyes of redemption.
Amen.
He looks at us as right in His sight.
Uh-huh.
And that is part of your inheritance. You see, Jesus was made sin for us. He didn't know sin.
He didn't know. No.
That we might be made the righteousness of God in Him. Amen. So if you want to partake of your inheritance in the here and now, start living like and start acting like you are the righteousness of God in Christ. I just dropped by to tell you this morning that God doesn't have any second-class citizens. He does not have an economy righteousness. He only has first class righteousness. You're seated in first class with the Master. So what you don't want to do is you do not want to talk about how unworthy you are. You were unworthy. But Jesus came along and took your unworthiness, and now He has made you worthy. You were unaccepted, but Jesus came along and took your unacceptance, and He made you accepted in the Beloved. Glory to God. See, you're right in His God's sight. And as you read the will, you'll start to see yourself the way that God sees you. Because God's word then will paint a picture of you of who you are in Christ. Your inheritance includes right standing. Your inheritance also includes authority over darkness. It's a dark world we live in. There's a lot of dark things happening. But we are not of the darkness, we are of the light. And last time I checked, light will always dispel darkness. When God said, let there be light, when you got born again, he said, light be in you. We are the light of the world. And when darkness comes our way, we don't have to back off, we don't have to back down, but rather we stand up. We stand up and we step up. We put our spiritual chest out and we take our place. We take our authority in the name of Jesus and we put a stop on those things that are coming against our life.
Amen.
Authority is yours.
Yes, it is.
It belongs to you.
Thank God.
You do not have to fear darkness.
No.
You do not have to fear demonic forces because the greater one lives in you. Point to yourself and say, the greater one, he lives in me. Woo, glory to God. He's greater than anything and everything that you'll ever face. My Father is greater than all. And he's living on the inside of you. We have authority over demonic spirits, do we not? We have been given the name which is above every name. John 14 says, if you should ask or demand anything in my name, I will do it. In other words, I will back you up if you'll just step up. I will back you up if you'll just step up and take the name which is above every name and bind the devil and prohibit him to run roughshod over your life, over your family, over your area in Jesus' name. Woo, glory to God. This inheritance includes the indwelling, precious Holy Spirit.
Yes.
Know you not that you are the temple of God and that the Spirit of God dwells in you? He is part of your inheritance. He is there as your comforter. He's there as your counselor. He's there as your standby. He's there as your strengthener. Woo, I feel like preaching. He is there as your intercessor. He said, I will never, ever leave you nor forsake you. He put the Holy Spirit in you. But also a part of your inheritance is the Holy Spirit coming upon you.
Glory.
To empower you. Amen. Acts 1:8 says, but you shall receive power after the Holy Ghost has come upon you. Amen. Oh, glory to God. This is good information. This is good information that'll bring transformation. It'll change your life forever. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Hallelujah. Thank you, Lord. Whew. Your inheritance includes a peace that this old world knows nothing about. He said, John, he said, my peace I leave with you. My peace I give unto you. Not as the world giveth, give I unto you. And then he says, don't let your heart be troubled. Don't let it be afraid. Because peace is your inheritance. Hallelujah. See, we read a little bit earlier that we've been translated into the kingdom of God. Well, what is in this kingdom anyhow? This kingdom includes righteousness, it includes peace, and it includes joy in the Holy Ghost. That's what Romans 14:17 says, the kingdom of God is not about meat and drink. I'm sorry to inform you of that. But the kingdom of God is righteousness and peace and joy. And it's in the Holy Ghost. And the Holy Ghost is in you. You're an heir of God. You're a joint heir with Jesus. And your inheritance is manifold. It is large. It is huge. Amen. Glory to God. Your inheritance includes, I like this one, victory over the enemy. Victory over the enemy. Pull up Colossians chapter 2, verse 15. We might as well preach on this for a minute. Colossians, the second chapter, the 15th verse. Are you getting informed today? Amen. Second Colossians chapter 2, verse 15 says, and let's read this. This is speaking of Jesus. And having spoiled principalities and powers, he made a show of them openly, what? Triumphing over them in it. Woo, glory to God. Thank you, Lord Jesus. Glory to God. So this means that you and I now have complete victory over the enemy. And I like this phrase, we must not tolerate what Jesus defeated. I'm going to say that again. We must not tolerate what Jesus defeated. We must not tolerate fear in our lives. Fear is not a friend. Fear is an enemy. And fear is everywhere. And fear tries to distract us. Fear tries to stop us and keep us from the fullness of the plan of God. But God didn't give us a spirit of fear. But he gave us a spirit of power and of love and of a sound mind. So we must not tolerate what Jesus defeated. For as much then as the children are partakers of flesh and blood, he also likewise took part of the same, that through death, amen, he might defeat him that had the power of death, that is the devil, who through the fear of death were all their lifetime subject to bondage. So fear brings bondage. But thank God, we've not been given a spirit of fear. We've been given a spirit of faith. Someone said many, many years ago, fear tolerated becomes faith contaminated. So we must not tolerate what Jesus has defeated. We must not tolerate other things that he has defeated. Thank you, Lord. How many of you know, and we talked about it earlier, healing belongs to us. Say it with me, by his stripes, I was healed. Hallelujah. And so we have this inheritance right now. But let's make a little quick transition. Part of our inheritance is reserved in heaven for us. Yes. Amen? Are you glad that you got an inheritance in heaven? Oh, man, let's talk about it a little bit. See, the Word of God teaches us about a now inheritance, but it also teaches us about a future inheritance. In 1 Peter chapter 1, notice with me over in verse 4. How many of you have loved ones that are enjoying their inheritance in heaven right now? What a blessing that is. Amen? Your loved ones are doing just fine. And your loved ones want you to do just fine. Your loved ones want you to be okay with the fact that they're okay. Did you hear that? Your loved ones want you to be okay. They want you to be fine. They do not want grief to rob you of the joy of your life here and now. Now, certainly, we do grieve over those that have been lost, those that have gone to heaven. But when you really analyze it, they're not lost. If they know Jesus, they're not lost. We know exactly where they are. Are you listening to me? We know exactly where they're at. And so God wants us to be okay. Not that we don't miss them. Don't misunderstand me. Not that we don't have times where we just long to be with them. But God wants you to know that this inheritance in heaven is glorious. And that your loved ones that are there are participating in it right now. Amen. And you know what? It's not going to be long. I said, it's not going to be long. It's just a few more minutes. We're all going to be there. I'm not talking about minutes, man's time. I'm talking about minutes, God's time. Glory to God. Amen. Andre Crouch sang a song, soon and very soon. We're going to go and we're going to see the King. We're going to see our loved ones. Amen. Glory to God. God's got a mansion with your name on it.
Amen.
You know, I was asking Brenda about it. You know, if you have a mansion, I have a mansion. Can I come visit you? No, she said, I'll let you into my mansion. Yeah. 1 Peter chapter 1, verse 4. It says this, that we have an inheritance. Everyone say an inheritance. It's incorruptible. Now, what does that mean? It cannot be destroyed.
All right. Amen.
Your now inheritance and your future inheritance is incorruptible. It cannot be destroyed. And notice the next verse, and it's undefiled.
Yes.
And it'll never fade away.
Glory.
It'll never get old. It'll never get boring. It'll never fade away. His mercies are new every morning. It never will fade away. Now notice this with me. Reserved in heaven for you. Reserved in heaven for me. Point to yourself and say, this inheritance is reserved in heaven for me.
Thank you, Lord.
There are certain restaurants in the Bay Area that you cannot get into. There's a restaurant over in San Francisco called the House of Prime Rib. Has anybody been to the Hacienda of Prime? Somebody just started speaking in tongues just thinking about it. Of a House of Prime Rib. And you go on Open Table and you try to get a reservation for tonight, you're not going to get it. Sometimes it takes a year to get a reservation there. Oh, I'm sorry. There's no room for you. All the reservations are taken up. Aren't you glad? When you get to heaven, you're not going to hear, oh, I'm sorry, there's no reservation for you. No, there's no, everything's taken up. You can't get in. No, thank God. You're qualified to come in. You're qualified. You're pre-approved. Your name is on the list. Woo, glory to God. Your name is on the list. Your name is written down in the Lamb's Book of Life.
Yeah.
Amen. Woo. And it's reserved in heaven for you. No question about it. Well, I don't know whether I'm going to make it or not. You need to get rid of that. And know that if you are a believer and you believe that Jesus Christ died for your sins and rose from the dead and you invited him into your heart, your name is on the list. Well, we just don't know. We might have to go somewhere else for a while and pay our price for our sins. No. There's no such an animal. You either going or you ain't going. How many of you are going? How many of you are ready to go? Glory to God. Woo! Glory, glory, glory.
Amen.
It's reserved.
Yeah, it is.
In heaven. For you.
Yeah.
A mansion in glory.
Glory.
Not a double bungalow. A mansion with your name on it. And how many of you know he knows exactly what you like?
Yeah.
Whoo, glory to God. This inheritance is incorruptible.
Bless the Lord.
It fadeth not away.
Yeah, that's right.
But somebody said, yeah, Pastor, I don't know whether they're going to make it. I've been such a scoundrel. Well, stop being a scoundrel.
Yeah.
And start acting like you're saved.
Yeah.
Amen. Amen. Live for him today. And you will live with him forever. forever and ever. Woo, ever and ever. And you know what? In that place, there ain't going to be no more tears. Glory to God. No more tears. Woo, glory to God. So let's read this again. To an inheritance incorruptible and undefiled that'll never fade away. It is reserved in heaven for you. And there ain't going to be no such a thing as special people over here and not so special people over there. No, Jesus shed his special blood. He shed his special blood and he made us all special. He made us all in right standing with him. Makes me want to run. Glory to God. To an inheritance. Incorruptible. Undefiled. That'll never fade away. Reserved. In heaven. For you. What does this include? It includes a resurrected, glorified body. Pull up 1 Corinthians chapter 15, verses 51 through 54. 1 Corinthians 15, verses 50. You're getting good information. Yes, this information is bringing transformation. Yes, it's changing the way we think. 1 Corinthians 15, verse 51 through 54. Behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall be changed.
Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord.
Next verse, 52. In a moment, in the twinkling of an eye, at the last trump, for the trumpet will sound, and the dead shall be raised incorruptible, and we shall be changed. Verse 53. For this corruptible must put on incorruption. And this mortal must put on immortality. Verse 54. So when this corruptible shall have put on incorruption, and this mortal shall have put on immortality, then shall be brought to pass the saying that is written, death is swallowed up in victory. When you get raptured, or when you go on to be the Lord with the Lord before the rapture, you will receive a glorified body. Amen. Amen. Listen, if you were able to go there right now and see one of your loved ones, your mother, my mother, Frances Ann Thomas, who would be well over 100 years old now, she's going to look like she's about 20. That's a glorified body. Your loved ones are going to look so young. You'll walk up to them and say, man, you really look young. You really look good. And they'll say, well, have you looked in the mirror lately? Glorified bodies. Resurrected bodies. A part of your inheritance. You will receive eternal life in its fullness. You will receive future glory with Christ. And how many of you know there's coming a new heaven and a new earth? Go to 2 Corinthians chapter 5, verse 10. Glory to God. Glory to God. I hope you've been encouraged this morning. 2 Corinthians chapter 5 and verse 10. For we must all appear before the judgment seat of Christ, that everyone may receive the things done in his body according to what he hath done, whether it be good or bad. Now, the judgment seat of Christ in the Greek is the bema of Christ. And the judgment seat of Christ is where God will pass out his rewards. Amen. For those who have been faithful stewards. For those that have done something with what God has given them. God has given every one of us something to give. Somewhere to serve. It's like Bob Dylan used to sing, you know, you're going to have to serve somebody. It might be the Lord, it might be the devil, but you're going to have to serve somebody. And there are rewards for your service awaiting you for you, reserved for you in heaven. No deed goes unnoticed by the Master. No seed goes unnoticed by the Master. Somebody says, well, I haven't done any good deeds and sown any good seeds. Well, get with it. You want to receive part of your inheritance. You want to receive the rewards that God has got for you. Amen? Say with me, my inheritance is for now, but it is also for later. Last scripture, Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 and 7 in the Amplified Version. Ephesians chapter 2, verses 6 through 7, Amplified, says, He raised us up together with Him and made us sit down together, giving us joint seating with Him in the heavenly sphere by virtue of our being in Christ Jesus. He did this so that He might clearly demonstrate through the ages to come who the immeasurable, the limitless, the surpassing riches of His free grace, His unmerited favor in His kindness and His goodness of heart toward us in Christ Jesus. Oh, glory to God. Stand up, everybody. Thank God for what we've heard today. Thank God for the information that we've received today from the Word of God. Glory to God. Amen. 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 Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Praise the Lord. You got anything stirring in your heart? Amen. Yeah. All right.
Praise Hallelujah. That last scripture, raised up together to sit with Him, seated together with Him in heavenly places.
Yeah.
And don't you know that your seat comes with benefits? So don't forget about the benefits. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless His holy name and forget not. Hallelujah. Glory to God. What came up in my heart is sometimes we forget what we should remember and we remember what we should forget. So let those things go that are not bringing you peace. Meditate no longer on the wrongs and the difficulties and the issues that have come against you, but instead take your seat, hallelujah, and remember all the rich benefits that are in me that I have given to you. Hallelujah. Praise the Lord.
Yes.
Thank you, Lord.
Yes.
Amen.
Yes. 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 Thank you, Lord. Glory to God.
Thank you, Jesus.
Amen. So what we're going to do is we're going to continue to read the will.
Yeah.
Amen. We're going to continue to read the will. Whoever looks into the perfect law of liberty and continue therein, be not a forgetful hearer, but a doer of what he sees, a doer of what he reads. This is the man, this is the woman that would be blessed in their doing. I call you blessed. I call your family blessed. I call your body blessed. I call your journey blessed. Lord, I pray that on this journey of life, right here and right now, that you would cause us to prosper and to walk in supernatural strength, to walk in supernatural divine health. Thank you, Lord, even as our soul prospers. We'll never forget what you've done for us, Lord. And we're going to rehearse it. We're going to prophesy it. We're going to declare it over every area of our lives. In the mighty name above every name, the name of Jesus.